I am Father Tom Herron, retired pastor of St. Monica Church. Today we are celebrating the feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. The gospel passage is from John chapter 19. The scene is the crucifixion of Jesus. He is pictured here with four bystanders: his mother, Mary the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdala, and the apostle John. Jesus looks at his mother and says these words, "Behold your son." Then he looks at John and says, "Behold your mother." Shortly after saying these words, Jesus dies on the cross. This is a very powerful scene. With these words, Jesus asks Mary to watch over not only John, but the whole human race. He asks her to act as a spiritual mother to all of us. Also in his words to John, he's speaking not only to him, but to the whole human race to look upon Mary as our spiritual mother. What a wonderful gift that Jesus is giving to us at the time of his death. As we celebrate this feast day of Mary's honor, it is a good time to remember that when Jesus gave her to us as our spiritual mother, she relates to all members in the church as a guiding light. She is able to perform many of the tasks that any good mother would perform for her children. She is there to listen to us, pray for us, and care for us. Through her special relationship to her son, Jesus, she is able to request favors too. In her relationship to the church as a whole, she acts as a role model for all who want to follow her son. She often prays for the church, especially in times of crisis. At times in the history of the church, Mary has made apparitions communicating the wishes of her son for his followers. When we as a church have listened to her words, many good events have taken place in this world. Today, we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of the Church. We should never fear to ask for her help. We must also believe she will consult her son and he will answer our prayers if we put our trust in her. Jesus gave Mary to us as a spiritual mother for a good reason. Please take time to pray to her often.